Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Police searching for suspect after woman escapes assault by jumping from third floor apartment. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette police say a 31-year-old woman jumped from a third-floor apartment early Thursday morning to escape her ex-boyfriend, who allegedly strangled her and threatened to kill her. Gillette Police Captain Kelly Alger said officers were called just before 3 a.m. by a 23-year-old man who reported the woman had been assaulted. The woman told police her 26-year-old ex-boyfriend entered her apartment with a key he had from when they used to live together. She said he was drunk, pushed her onto the bed, and choked her. She was able to break free, but said the man threatened to tie her up and kill her before the police arrived. Fearing for her life, she jumped from the third floor to escape and ran to her 23-year-old neighbor's apartment for help. The woman suffered bruises and scrapes from the incident. Police say the ex-boyfriend had left the area and will seek a warrant for his arrest. The investigation is ongoing. Campbell County Commissioner feels vindicated after tech giant admits to government pressure on free speech. In 2021, when YouTube banned anti-vaccine content, former Wyoming legislator Scott Clem and current Campbell County commissioner warned it was the end of free speech. At the time, media outlets noted that the First Amendment doesn't apply to private companies. But new information shows Clem may have been onto something. Cowboy State Daily reported this week, Alphabet, the parent company of YouTube and Google, admitted it bowed to pressure from the Biden administration to censor content that didn't violate its own policies. In a letter to Congress, the company pledged its unwavering commitment to free expression moving forward. Clem said the coordinated actions of social media companies in 2021 made him suspicious. Clem said there was an obvious coordinated effort to stifle free speech. YouTube had since rolled back many of its censorship policies, including restrictions on election discussions and COVID-19 treatments. But Clem says the fight over free speech isn't partisan, noting both parties have used pressure campaigns to shape online debate. The controversy continues as lawsuits, congressional hearings, and political battles test the limits of government influence on tech platforms. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shalane.